there anything you can share about what went on during that timeout? I asked because Sydney said a couple of you guys looked at Flurry and said they actually got some confidence by sort of the vibe he was giving during that.
Yeah, I don't think there's much to share. I do know that the whole team was in there, and Mark was in there as well. Certainly, that's not the start we wanted. It's not the start we anticipated, and in some ways, we needed to reset. And I think Mark was a part of that.
If you can put yourself in Ole Miss's spot, what he's experiencing in these playoffs, to be 19 years old, he thinks he has a winning goal taken away. He's got that wins, lost, this is his first road game. Wasn't like the road game in the playoffs, wasn't like the road game two before. Can you imagine what it's like for him, even though he's not showing it, it seems like externally?
I talked to him actually in the morning skate today, and talked about this game being a big game, and I said to him, I'm glad you're on my side in this big game. I've seen him on the other side. I've seen him perform in a lot of games, but big games and big stages, and he had it again tonight. Wasn't fazed by it. And was a big part for our team. And like I said, I'm glad he's on our side of the right now for me.
Andrew. Dan, would you like to see anything different from your defense in front of the net? It seems like there are a number of goals for Columbus that have gone in. Maybe something could be different, or are you pretty content with how the defense has been in front of Mark in your own zone?
Trying to, the first goal was Jenner's goal, rebound goal. The second one, we had a breakdown in, D-zone coverage that Jack Johnson slipped in there and scored the goal. And the third one's a shot going, I've only seen a brief replay of the Jumbotron. I think it's going 3 or 4 feet wide, right? And hits Atkinson there at the side of the net. So, this is a team that we're playing that one of the stronger teams at the net, going to the net, driving to the net, getting pucks there. It's a focus for our team and our D zone, our defense. But I didn't see that indication, that from our team or our defense tonight, and the goals that went in here tonight. And what I did like was our response in the game, our response from our D. We give up two goals real quickly in this game, and I thought after that point, I don't know how many, I can't give you a good estimation how many scoring chances there are after that, but there's not going to end up being a ton that we give up.
Dan, you guys want the good stat in shots, but how relevant is the hits stat? How hit 65 to 32? Is that a concern at all moving forward?
Well, I don't want to say it's not a concern. They're a physical group. They come after it with a. But tonight, I feel like we had the puck an awful lot in the offensive zone. We had the puck a lot in the O zone, and if that's them coming after us and hitting us there, then so be it. In this game. That's the last line I looked at after the game when I looked at the score sheet, But it's a team that does focus on that a lot and their game plan and how they play against us.
Dan, this is two first rounds in a row now where you guys have needed a goal and been able to turn to a proven goal scorer in Brooks Orpik. Could you just talk about his goal, because it wasn't a shot from the point like we saw on the island last year. It would look like a much more offensively skilled player than Brooks.
Spinorama toe drag goal from Brooks. Yeah, that was a We thought we needed to keep throwing pucks at the cage. You got 15 in the first. Brooks is a 12 shot of the second period. We had some good scoring chances. We had some good looks. We needed to stay on that and come up with a goal, win the second period, which is what we ended up doing with that goal. But, you know, after having played there a lot in the offensive zone, getting a lot of shots, getting some good opportunities, Bravoski coming up big for us, I think, regardless of who it comes from, getting that goal there right at the end of the second was really big for our team. And, you don't know where you're going to turn to get it from, but to see Brooks Horpik get it there in the slot, the toe drag, and the score, it was a big goal for our team. And Brooks somehow comes up with his 13th or 14th of his career to get us on the board there, get us going there, and I think that was a huge goal for our team.
Coach, talking to Brooks afterwards, asked him about experience versus youth, and he said he remembers he went back to the first Stanley Cup final against Detroit. He said we were down 2-0 before we knew it. So he would take experience in a matchup like this. Your thoughts on experience versus youth, and when did you guys officially get to your game tonight? Because we were trying to figure that out.
Experience versus youth. Well, I think one of the things we've talked about and know we needed to do was stay the course and keep playing. And I didn't anticipate, pregame talking about that and talking about our game and playing that we'd have to do it from two down that soon in the game, but. I think maybe one of our best games at just staying focused, staying on course, playing the right way. I think there were for a good 45 minutes that was our best hockey. It was we had several power play chances in the first and a couple throughout the game that we didn't capitalize on. But even then we stayed the course on the power play, gained momentum, stayed focused, continued to get shots and opportunities and didn't capitalize. But I think, our experience and confidence in just continuing to play and play the right way. And I think I saw for, like I said, 45 plus minutes in this game.
Last one right here.
Has desperation been the key in all three games, Dan? When you think about it, each team's had a 3-1 lead and has lost game, so has desperation been the key?
That's something we talked about going into this game as well, getting to that desperation right off the hop. And again, we didn't want to get down 2-0 and be in a hole like we faced there, but we end up coming back in the third with a desperate third, and even coming back from them scoring the third goal to be down 3-1, and we kept at it. But I thought we had that desperation, and right from 45, even 50 minutes in this hockey game, right through, and that's how we felt. We had to keep at it, kept pestering Bobrovsky with shots and getting to the cage, and that ended up being the case as we come back in the third.